M101 recording length 16 minutes and 21 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 101 Spiral Galaxy M101, NGC 5457, Type SC, Inersa Major Pinwheel Galaxy M101.jpg, Right Ascension 14.03.2, H:M, Declination plus 54, 21. Deg colon M, distance 27,000, Cli, visual brightness 7.9, Mag, apparent dimension 22.0, Arc Min, discovered by Pierre Mekane in 1781, Messier 101, Million 101, and GC 5457, was discovered by Pierre Mekane on March 27, 1781, and added as one of the last entries in Charles Messier's catalogue. It was one of the first spiral nebula, identified as such, in 1851 by William Parsons, the third Earl of Ross. Although extended 22 arc minutes on photos and quite bright, only the central region of this galaxy is visible in smaller telescopes, best at low powers. Suggestions of the spiral arms can be glimpsed in telescopes starting from 4-inch as nebulous patches. Several of these patches, i.e., spiral-armed fragments, were assigned their own catalog numbers by William Herschel and later observers. According to the NGC and Burnham, there are 9 such numbers, 3 of which go back to Herschel, who has found them on April 14, 1789, while the RNGC states that 5 of the others don't exist. No, it mentions however that Devaucouleurs has them as dots. NGC 5447, HIII.787, 5449, 5450, no, 5451, no, 5453, no, 5455, 5458, no, 5461, HIII.788, 5462, HIII.789, and 5471, on photographs. However, the Pinwheel Galaxy M101 is revealed as one of the most prominent grand design spirals in the sky. While quite symmetric visually and in very short exposures which show only the central region, it is of remarkable unsymmetry, its core being considerably displaced from the center of the disk. Halton Arp has included M101 as number 26 in his catalog of peculiar galaxies as a spiral with one heavy arm. M101 is the brightest of a group of at least 9 galaxies, called the M101 group. The brightest companions are NGC 5474, Type SC, 10.85 MagVis, 2 the SSE and NGC 5585, SOG, 11.49 MAG. Glenn Jones and Burnham misprinted this as 5485. 2 the new other probable group members are NGC 5204, IR, 11.26. NGC 5238, SBDM, 13.35p, NGC 5477, IR plus, 13.8, UGC 8508, IR plus, 14.5p, Humberg IV, UGC 8837, IR plus, 13.1p, and UGC 9405. The distance of M101 has been determined by the measurement of Cepheid variables with the Hubble Space Telescope in 1994/95 to be about 24+/2 million light-years, by the HSTH0Key Project team, paper III, 1996. Kenneth Glenn Jones mentions earlier Earthbound attempts of 1986, when 2 Cepheids were claimed to have been detected, yielding distance estimates between 20 and 26 million light-years. It is also in good agreement with the distance determined from the planetary nebula luminosity function by Feldmeier, Chiardello and Jacobi, 1996, which is 25.1+/1.6 million light-years. According to the recent recalibration of the Cepheid distance scale, the true distance of M101 should be closer to a 10% higher value, 27 million light-years. At the new distance from the HST and Hipparcos, it has a linear diameter of over 170,000 light-years and is thus among the biggest disk galaxies. and its total apparent visual brightness of 7.9 mag corresponds to an absolute brightness of 21.6 magnitudes, or a luminosity of about 30,000,000,000 × 10^10 times that of our Sun. Three supernovae have been discovered in M101. The first one, SN1909A, appeared on January 26, 1909 and was discovered by Max Wolf. It was of peculiar type and reached Mag 12.1. Glenn Jones reports that the discovery took place in February, and the SN reached only Mag 13.5. The second supernova, 1951H, was of type II, occurred in September 1951 and reached Mag 17.5, while the third, SN1970G, also type II, was discovered on July 30, 1970 by Michael Lovis, and reached Mag 11.5. The remnant of supernova 1970G was later detected in X-ray light and EEG observed with the Chandra X-ray Observatory, CXO, satellite. Messier 101 observations and descriptions discovered by Pierre Mekane on March 27, 1781. Messier, M101, March 27, 1781 101 13 843 meters 28s, 208 D 52, 42, plus 55 D 24, 25, nebula without star, very obscure and pretty large, of 6 or 7 minutes of arc, in diameter, between the left hand of Boots and the tail of the Great Bear Ursa Major. It is difficult to distinguish when one lits the graticule. Wires, Diom, 7, William Herschel, 1784, pt volume LXXIV equals 74, 1784, p 437 451, here p 440, to these may add in a first, 3d, 27, 33, 57, 79, 81, 82, 101,101, of Messier's catalog, which in my 7, 10, and 20 feet reflectors shoot a mottled kind of nebulosity, which I shall call resolvable, so that I expect my present telescope will, perhaps, render the stars visible of which I suppose them to be composed. Unpublished observations of Messier's nebulae and clusters. Scientific Papers, Volume 2, p. 660, 1783, September 20, 20 feet, 220 feet, 200. In the northern part is a large bright star pretty distinctly seen, and in the southern I saw 5 or 6 small faint ones glitter through the greatest nebulosity which appears to consist of stars. Evening bad. This and the 51st M51 are both so far removed from the appearance of stars that it is the next step to not being able to resolve them. My new 20 feet will probably render it easy. 1789, April 14th. SW 921, VBSN very bright, small nucleus, with extensive nebulosity, pretty well determined on the preceding W side, but very diffuse to the north following NU, includes the two following nebulae II.788 and 789, NGCs 5461, 5462, and seems to extend 20, perhaps 30, or more. John Herschel, 1833, H1744, H1744 equals M101, sweep 347, May 4, 1831, RA 13857 meters 9.1s, NPD 34D48, 40, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, F, VL, R, first G then VSMBM. 5. Faint. Very large. Round. First gradually then very suddenly much brighter toward the middle. 5. Diameter. Smythe. DDI 503. M101 DEI 101 million Buddhist now Ursae Majoris. R13857 meters 31s. Dec and 55D08.3 mean epoch of the observation. 1837.26 April 1837. A pale white nebula, in the nebulous field NP the right hand of Bardas. It is 5D north-northeast of Alcade, and a similar distance east half-south from Mizar. This object was discovered by Mekane in 1781. In whose instruments it was very obscure, and it only exhibited a mottled nebulosity to W. H. William Herschel. Under a very favorable view it is large and well spread, though somewhat faint except towards the center, where it brightens. There are several telescopic stars in the field, one of which is very close to the nebula. From the nature of this neighborhood, and a trifling uncertainty in the earlier data, this object may be 214 Hi. This is actually NGC 5474, but that astronomer does not appear to have been aware of the identity. It is one of those globular nebulae that seem to be caused by a vast agglomeration of stars, rather than by a mass of diffused luminous matter. And though the idea of too dense a crowd may intrude, yet the palinus tells of its inconceivable distance, and probable discreteness. Lord Rosse PT 1861, P 681 745, here 729, and drawing on plate XXIX, Fig 35, 8 observations, sketched 3 times, March 1, 1851, large spiral, faintish, several arms and dots, 14, across at least, see Fig. 35, plate XXIX, a table with marked knots and positions follows. John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC 3770, GC 3770 equals H1744 equals M101, Ra 13858 meters 12.9s, NPD 34D57, 22.3, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, PB, VL, IR, G, VSMB MBSN, 5 observations by W.N.J. Herschel, pretty bright, very large, irregularly round, gradually, then very suddenly, much brighter toward the middle, where there is a bright small nucleus. Remarks, with GC 3760 equals 3766, 3762, 3763, 3764, 3767, 3771, 3773, 3774, H1744 equals M.101, and its attendance and more or less intimate nebulous connection, of those in Lord Rosse's woodcut, PT 1861, P 729, N, the principal nucleus, is number 3770 equals H1774, N1 equals number 3774 equals 1744, N2 number 3773 equals 1744, H. The others are not lettered, and are made out from the joint evidence of this diagram and the measures of the position and distance of the stars compared with the copper plate, Fig. 35, 1744. A is not improbably equals H, II.787. Remark, figure in PT 1861 Lord Rosse 1861, plate XXIX, Fig. 35, Dreyer, NGC 5457, NGC 5457 equals GC 3770 equals H1744, M101. Ra 13858 meters 14s, NPD 34D58.6, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, PB, VL, IR, G, VSMB MBSN, equals M101 pretty bright, very large, irregularly round, gradually, then very suddenly, much brighter toward the middle, where there is a bright small nucleus. Remark, figure. With GC 3760 equals GC 3766 equals NGC 5447, GC 3762 equals NGC 5449, GC 3763 equals NGC 5450, GC 3764 equals NGC 5451, GC 3767 equals NGC 5453. GC 3771 equals NGC 5458, GC 3773 equals GC 3778 equals NGC 5461, GC3774 equals GC3779 equals and GC5462. In PT 1861 Lord Ross 1861, Plate XXIX, Fig 35. Curtis descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector. PUBL, Lichobs, number 13, part 1, P9, 42, and GC5457, RA equals 13:59.6, DEC equals plus 54:50. PUBL, Lichobs, Volume VIII, Plate 49, M101. This unusually beautiful spiral is about 16 in diameter. There is an almost stellar nucleus, with two bright condensations very close which give a trinuclear appearance. The open whorls show a multitude of stellar condensations, and GCs, 5449, 5450, 5451. 5453, 5455, 5458, 5461, 5462, are simply brighter knots in the Great Nebula. 10SN. Content Karasyov says, Students for the Exploration and Development of Space, accessed September 21, 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, a free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.